and welcome to another Single H Show. Your name is?
Michael Davis. Your name is?
Hunter Davis, a.k.a. the Single of H.
The Single of H?
Yeah.
Are we proper royals now? Sir Single of H?
Sure.
Yeah. Welcome to our podcast, one and all.
Yep. We're not as fancy as you think we are, though.
We're nowhere as close as any. There's no definition of the word fancy that fits us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except that going to Disneyland.
Going to Disneyland is pretty fancy.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up today, Single H?
Cool stuff.
We did a lot of cool stuff today.
Including seasonal allergies.
Seasonal allergies are the best. You had seasonal allergies on last week's podcast.
Yep. Because it's the season that my allergies come. So.
When I cough and sneeze, sometimes I say, "Tis the season."
Yep.
To be snotty. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
Yeah, my nose is actually stuffed, right?
Yeah.
I can tell you that for sure.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, grab a tissue, let it loose. Put the microphone right next to your face and let the few listeners hear the juicy excitement of you blowing your nose.
No!
So, other than seasonal allergies, we do have an agenda of our very fun and cool, awesome day that we've had.
Yeah.
That we spent at, and I don't know, maybe we will avoid saying the name of the property.
Yeah.
But we were at an animal hospital all morning. Why don't you share with a few listeners a little bit about the first section of today?
Oh, that would have been so great if I ended up sneezing right there. I'm sorry. Like,
if you sneeze and blow your nose, you know what you're supposed to do. It's a DWO podcasting rule.
It's live, pal.
You're supposed to say, "We're live, pal."
Yeah. So, yeah. We went to the animal center to learn about animals helping people and people helping animals.
I never realized that there was three subsections of animals. There is the home pet, and then there is a emotional support, and then there's a service animal.
Yep.
So can you explain to the few listeners the varying flavors of animal responsibilities?
So, service animals are there to help you with a disability.
Service animals help you with the disabilities. Are those the animals that wear the orange vest?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then,
can I tell you something before you step away from a service animal?
Yeah.
Are you having your allergies from being around the horses too?
It's live, pal.
We're live, pal. We had a friend in college who had a service dog. And it was so cool watching that dog. It would turn the light switch on and on. It would shut the doors for it. It was pretty slick.
Yeah.
Pretty cool. Pretty sneaky, sis.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we've known other people that had support dogs. At our old worship center, there was a gentleman who was blind who had a support dog with him.
Yeah.
And I literally one day watched that dog save his life. He was leaving a place that we met, and he was walking. His dog helped him walk wherever he wanted to go. And his dog made him stop before a car cut into the parking lot without even watching for him. I watched that dog save his life. Pretty cool.
Yep.
Right, do it right in the mic so that everybody can hear it.
No. I'm going to grab.
Come on, that's why God made jeans. And turds.
Yeah.
Blow your nose in your hand, rub it out with some dirt, wipe it on your jeans.
Yeah.
Said no good parent ever.
Yeah. And then emotional support animals help with anxiety and depression.
Yes.
That's trying to make that person happier.
Yeah, so on an emotional support animal, do they need to be trained as service animals?
No.
No, they don't. But their purpose is, hey, I need this pet so that I can, it helps me calm down. And yeah. What was the coolest emotional support animal that you learned about and got to hold today?
Snake.
The snake.
Yeah.
I was a little bit worried you were going to say the rabbit. But
no.
The snake. You didn't get to hold the rabbit, did you?
I got to pet it.
You got to pet it.
I tried to. I never... Yeah, I did when he came around with the box.
Yeah. But holding that snake was awesome.
Yeah, the snake kept on, like, falling out of my hand a little bit. So yeah. I had to, like, keep on trying to catch it.
Did you hear... could you feel its muscles restricting and moving, making it move?
Not really. I was worried about the snake accidentally falling down.
You were
down.
Worried about it falling? When I held it, I could feel it moving around.
Yeah.
It was so cool. And they showed us a skeleton, a snake skeleton.
Yeah.
And that was pretty cool.
It was a rattle.
It was a rattlesnake skeleton? That one I didn't quite catch on to, really?
Yep.
That's awesome. One thing that I didn't realize, and for the few listeners, if you've ever seen a human skeleton and seen the back of vertebrae, the entire skeleton of a snake looks like that.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm so weird right now.
If you want to get an emotional support animal. Let's get an emotional support snake.
Or emotional support tiny cat that actually likes me.
Well, we already have one of those.
Yeah.
Except, does Dolly like you?
She likes me put blankets on her.
Okay.
I guess.
So she likes you because you're her emotional service human? Human?
Yes.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And I feed her.
And you feed her. Between you and Rick, you both feed him.
Yeah.
It's amazing that that cat pays any attention to me because I hardly ever feed the cat.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll tell you, in the middle of the night, every night, that cat is on my shoulder.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
Yeah.
All right, what's an example of a pet? Because that was the third one.
Dog.
Right? A dog? Well, dogs can, or a cat, or anything that you keep just to take care of it.
Yep.
Yeah.
Or to fall in love with.
Yes. The other thing about an emotional support pet, they may not be a service animal, but you can get a doctor's prescription to have that pet in your home. So, like, if you moved into an apartment and they said, I'm sorry, no pets, they can flash you their emotional support card and you have to let them rent it with their pet.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yeah.
So, that was cool. So, you learned all about those. You got to meet, three different kinds of animals today. Can you share that?
I met a tiny horse.
A tiny horse? That you've met that horse before.
Yeah.
But you got to, and you got to brush it.
Yeah. I met a snake, a bird, and a bunny rabbit.
A snake, a bird. Oh, I forgot about the bird. Talk about the bird. Do you remember it made noises? It sounded like there was a truck, like the noise of a truck beeping when it was going backwards.
Yeah.
You know how it goes, deep, deep, deep.
Yeah.
That sound, a truck. That bird was making that sound.
And the bird knew, like, colors and shapes.
Yeah, tell the few listeners about that.
So basically, the person who was holding the bird had two cards, that were shaped and colored, and when she said pick the yellow one, he picked him.
The yellow one. Yeah.
So yeah, pretty smart bird for only being as smart as a 5-year-old.
They said that a bird has the brain capacity equal to a 5-year-old. And some people say, oh, a 5-year-old? But you gotta think, that's a bird.
Yeah.
Yeah. They don't have a big, huge brain like Wobons.
Yep.
Yeah. So that was all.
Or like cool. Dolly.
Or like Dolly.
Dolly would probably say that.
Pea brain.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that cat loves you, and that cat knows where the food is.
Yep.
Yep.
Which is a mistake.
Yeah, because that cat will try to trip and kill you to redirect you to go towards the food.
Yep.
Isn't that annoying?
Yeah.
Absolutely annoying.
Especially after the shower in the morning.
Yeah.
When she knows I'm going to head. Well, before the showers in the morning when I go and feed her. Yeah. She gets feed earlier now for that reason. I didn't want to deal with her after the shower.
Oh, yeah. Having a cat rub against you while you're wet is not cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
And what about the second part of your adventure at the animal hospital? It's what you do every friggin' week.
Well, okay.
I forgot.
Go do therapeutic riding, yeah. But I'm going to say in hand with horse.
In hand with horse, because yeah. You do more leading.
Yeah.
Except the last few weeks, you haven't done a lot of leading lately.
Yeah.
You've been doing a lot of grooming. Have you become your horse's main groomer? What's up with that?
I don't know. The time from all of our energies are kind of low.
Uh-huh.
So I groom her and I love on her.
Okay.
Because Sandy is my best friend and my child all at the same time.
Your horse, that horse is your best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love her. And she's 10.
That horse is 10 years. Oh, you asked.
Yep.
That was a big major question today in our presentation. She didn't know how old Sandy was. And now we know. Sandy's 10 years old.
Yep. A whopping 10 years old for Sandy.
Yep.
Yeah. Dolly's 13, right?
Dolly's 13.
Yeah, yeah, I remember. I took her birthday and my birthday.
Yeah.
I claimed her.
And did you know what I shared today? Dolly was actually a teaching cat before we got Dolly.
Yep.
Yeah.
We tried the first year we got her to see if she would do it again.
Yeah.
But nope. She found
that
her.
Cat was done. That cat does not want to do something, does not like something, it will not do it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. I love Dolly.
Dolly's pretty slick, I'll tell you what.
Yeah. It was. I wish she would let me hug her more often. She deserves a
hug. That cat's not really a snuggling cat, is it?
Yeah.
So, our first cat, and I, just to avoid some confusion and some headache, the first cat that your mom and I had was a snuggling cat.
Yeah.
You could not sit down without that cat trying to sit with you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. That's not Dolly, nor was it Jenny.
Nope. That cat's name was Molly.
Yep.
Yep. So you've kind of had a big, busy, productive day today.
Yeah, and should we talk about what's happening tomorrow while we're at it?
Do you want to talk about that? That's sure.
Yeah, let's burn up some more time in the car ride.
Okay, so tomorrow, hey, share with the view listeners what you've been doing for the last few months and what it is culminating to.
I've been going through confirmation. And I'm getting confirmed on Sunday.
On Sunday.
And I'm sure you guys would all like to know, how will I be showing my pride at the table? Because it is Pride Month.
How are you showing your pride at the table? I'd like to know that.
I'm going to use my flag at my, like, kind of table giraffe. Yes.
Uh-huh. Very cool.
For it to still be in there.
Yeah.
And I'm also probably going to bring one of my art. With the sky, it's pretty obviously, hopefully, the transgender flag.
The transgender flag, the light blue, pink, and white.
Yep.
Very cool.
So, yeah.
So, I want to ask you a question.
Yeah.
And when I ask you this question, I'm not trying to alarm you, but it is a question I want to prepare you for.
Yeah.
So, many of our friends at where that you've gone through confirmation, that is at our old worship center.
Yeah.
And you still go there and participate in youth group and so forth. So there'll be some friends there who don't know yet about your finding your whole identity as Hunter. So when somebody comes up and they say, oh, MCD,
yeah.
What's this flag about? Blah, blah, blah.
Let's say it. And let's be, it's Pride Month. Let's be
Let's role play it. Can we role play it?
Oh, no. That's uncomfortable.
Role playing it with me is more uncomfortable than running into it without any prep.
Yeah,
No problem. I'm not going to play any of your identity issues. I thought this would be a great teaching moment for some of our dear friends listen to this. But if you don't want to do that, we won't.
Because it's going to be people we haven't seen for a while. But I know we have built up something with. Yeah. I'll feel more safe telling them.
That's true.
If it's new people.
Yeah.
I hope they will let read it.
And you'll go. Say, thank you.
Yep.
My pronouns are he, him, and my identity is Hunter.
Yep. He, him, they, them are my pronouns.
Yeah. And if things go afoul, the whole family except for me is going to be there because where you will be at our old worship center, I will be at our new one leading worship. So
yeah, I'm sure also I can touch with Kathy. Like, hey, thank goodness help. Please come over and help now.
No, that's the GAPD and will be there to give you some support.
Yeah, I'm super excited. I'm put some of my action figures on there. Because if
really
you
cool.
haven't known, if it's your first time listening to the Single Age Show, I'm a Power Ranger nerd. So crazy that I have a full collection of Power Rangers action figures. And other Power Ranger themed things. I have the Beast Morpher so far. And I want to... And I'm such a collector, I want to get the good Megazord from Japan.
Japan?
Yeah, but those are expensive.
We don't have that. We're not liquid enough to make such a purchase yet.
Yeah. Because they, like, for Samurai, they have, like, the Zords literally go back into the shape that they were with ours. They're, like, kind of, like, peaches that you can stick to.
Yeah.
So, yeah. If you can't tell, I'm a nerd.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think tomorrow is just going to be a fantastic day for you.
Yep.
And I wish you the best. We're going to do something at our worship center for you the next week.
Yep.
And it won't be long, and it'll be just, hey, Hunter completed confirmation, and now Hunter will be joining our church.
And people are already seem excited about that.
Well, who are some people that seem excited about that? Who have you shared that with? I haven't really shared it.
No, I got a letter from somebody. Well, I don't want to say their names.
Yeah, and they are and they are very dear and supportive people.
Yeah.
Who heard that you were going through confirmation, and they sent you a congratulation about that. Because they're dear, loving, supportive people.
They are.
Yeah. With good intentions.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. So, is that anything else?
No.
That's a good full episode of the Single H Show for this week.
Yeah, it's a full length of Power Rangers. Yeah. At this second, yeah. Of an episode. I'm sorry, I can't stop.
I know. We're having a great time today. Yeah. That's the Single H Show. Your name is?
Hunter David. Your name is?
Michael Davis.
Have a week.